and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new department on government efficiency. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
According to the announcement, Musk, Ramaswamy, and their department would provide advice and guidance from outside the government, but it's unclear how that agency would be funded.
Mr. Trump visits the White House and Capitol Hill today, where Senate Republicans will be choosing a new leader to replace Mitch McConnell. Correspondent Scott McFarlane from Washington.
McConnell's lieutenant, John Thune of South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott of Florida are the candidates. The voting happens by secret ballot.
The FAA is banning U.S. flights to Haiti for at least a month after three planes were hit by gang gunfire. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The FBI is investigating. One of the things they're going to want to know, was someone targeting U.S. airlines specifically?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 38-year-old man is under arrest for suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide in the death of a 28-year-old woman from Marshfield. The Price County Sheriff's Office is investigating after finding the body of Blanca Jacina Hernandez Portocarrero along State Highway 13 in the township of Hackett on November 3rd. The cause of her death is being investigated as being related to a domestic violence incident. Police arrested a 38-year-old man on November 11th in connection to Hernandez Portocarrero's death. The investigation is ongoing and there is no threat to the community. The Department of Natural Resources is warning residents that a couple of new invasive species may be heading this way. According to a Facebook post, the DNR is warning about the hemlock woolly and balsam woolly udelgid moving through Michigan. The insects have not been found in Wisconsin yet, but residents should be on the lookout as they target hemlock and fir trees. An infected tree would look stunted with swollen branches as the insects use toxic saliva on the trees that also cause needles to become discolored and fall. If you're a farm worker or worked in a meatpacking plant during the COVID-19 pandemic, you can apply for the Food and Farm Workers Relief Program. This provides a single $600 direct relief payment. If you need help filling out the application, you can get assistance on Friday, November 15th at the former East Junior High School cafeteria in Wisconsin Rapids from noon to 6 p.m. They will also have flu vaccines available to all community members 6 months and older. You will need to register for the Food and Farm Workers Relief Application Assistance. You can call 715-315-4797 for English or Spanish, or for Hmong or English, call 715-315-4797. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.